Right, in tonight's show, we have big, big, big discussions here on the Centre Square podcast. We have big news from the week. We have tips for this weekend. We have a little small review from last weekend in the AFL season. And also, Australia have secured their World Cup finals campaign. Boys,
good
evening.
Good.
How are
good.
We?
We are good.
Not bad. Up the Aussies.
Yep. Securing their final spot.
Yes, up the Aussies. Yep, and the way they're going, they might be versus New Zealand.
Rematch.
Might be a bit of a
rematch
win for the final.
2015 final.
Yep.
Go cricket.
But not quite the final.
Good. It's the real winner.
How? Any big news you boys need to say? I know. I remember.
We'll leave that. We'll leave that
as well from last week.
yeah. We're not gonna...
Some big news that we didn't
know
about.
We'll have this big news 30 seconds in. Sorry, this is a bit late, guys.
About footy news.
Had the flu all week, so I've been coughing up shit. So we had to wait till Thursday night.
So we held the show back.
But here we are, soldiering through it. So we should be okay.
And also, big
again.
News. Myself and Ethan Roth will be at the Fremantle game at the Purple Playground. So
I'll be there.
Yeah, meet and greet.
Get on down.
Who
get
said
out.
We were watching, bro?
Yeah,
we're just there for the industry experience.
Yeah, I know. We're there for
who
the industry experience.
Just us three and...
I'll swing by,
who
please.
Else? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, come by at like 5 o'clock. All right. Yeah, so come down.
Mate. Yeah, me and Greg. I'll take some photos of you guys if you want with the fans.
Oh,
with the fans for a meet and
greet.
Cute,
isn't it? We'll be there from like 3:10 fans, so don't even stress about missing us. We'll be there till 6:10, and then we'll go inside and have a little roam around the ground. But yeah, any footy news? No, Eagles.
We'll talk about that later in the review. Big news coming out of the Derby, though. Harley Bennell is parting ways with Fremantle.
Not big news out of the Derby.
The
big news out of
the
club.
Derby week.
Not really big news. It's not coming.
It is big news.
No, wait, Ross Lyon. Ross Lyon.
Well,
I remember he was
good.
Like, if it was up to me, this was probably like last year or something. He was like, if it's up to me, I'll sign him on a 10-year contract.
That's only something Ross Lyon can say.
He's a special man.
I mean, you're 26 years old, mate. No, he's going to play to 36. Aaron Sandilands.
He's back this week.
He's played 2 games in 4 years.
Yeah, but speaking of Sand.
So what's he going to get another 3 games out of him?
Yeah, exactly. He might as well.
He might sign with the Waffle Club.
Yeah, there's even talk of him moving over to Victoria.
Yeah.
Who would give him a third chance in
the
AFL?
A VFL side. The Coburg Tigers, whatever the Lions, whatever them are. I'll have them. Any other big news? Razzio Fantasia wants a request trade to Port Adelaide.
That was
news.
Fake news.
I don't know.
A days ago.
Does he? Because he laughed it off.
He had an interview.
Was it?
Said it was fake.
He laughed it off in a interview.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I don't know, because AFCOM posted it, so it's not really like a fake thing if they said, like, they posted on the Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
So
other big news.
I've seen it everywhere.
Apparently Bradley Hill has been offered some big contracts from Melbourne clubs. Apparently his girlfriend's a bit homesick, so...
Gold Coast, apparently.
Oh, if he's whipped by his girlfriend, then Fremantle don't want him.
I mean,
yeah.
If Bradley we get either Tim Kelly or Stephen Coniglio.
We'll get both.
Yep.
No, I reckon, to be honest, I reckon that Tim Kelly will probably go to the Eagles and Coniglio will probably go to...
I would take that any day of the week.
If Coniglio stays...
Yeah, rather Coniglio over Kelly.
If Coniglio stays at GWS, then Kelly will probably go to Freo. That's my opinion.
They're both good, but if I had to choose one...
Yeah, Fremantle will need
I was choosing
a Coniglio player.
For Freo.
I wouldn't mind Kelly.
Yeah.
So then they can put 5-4-4.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind both of them.
Would you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do you want to we'll go back look at last week's games, whatever. Obviously, there was a lot of good games that happened. What? How much would you say? One, two, three games, or like less than a goal, or a goal of difference.
Yeah, quite close.
So it was a good round of footy, especially for us WA.
I wasn't really fellas,
because we had what? No, like three of our four or five games that were shown on free to air were like goal, last minute goal wins.
Oh, here we go, free to air. No,
so yeah, it's amazing. Ethan, stay out.
Free to air.
But like, look at that. Essendon beating GWS by a goal. West Coast beating Hawthorn by a goal. And Fremantle losing to Carlton with 30 seconds to go.
She got KO.
Alright, let's move on. Collingwood, disappointing loss, Callum.
They scored 30 points against North Melbourne.
Yes.
What are we doing on Collingwood's game?
Jordan DeGoey, 3 votes.
Do we not start on the Thursday night game and work our way down? Oh.
No, we're just going on games. I just mentioned Collingwood because it was there.
No, fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, that's just a big talk point.
It was Darcy Moore's name.
Yeah, he can't win games.
You mean Mo Hope has got a fresh haircut.
Oh. No, she plays in North Melbourne.
She has a...
Kanga.
Oh, yeah, true. Has.
Have Collingwood in a bit of a form slump.
A little bit. Oh, Isaac Quainer this week, so...
Yeah, a bit. Oh, the Quainer dog. I remember seeing him at June's Up.
Did you actually?
Yeah, oh, what, man?
Yeah, well, not... Yeah, Jared said that. I don't mean in person. I mean,
nice.
Yeah. Did all right, I think.
Thursday night's game was a big talking point, though, boys. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Touched off the boot with no score review.
Inconclusive evidence.
Oh, well, it wasn't really. Any half-wit could see it from their seat on the couch. But the thing has gone back. So for Essendon to win by a goal, quite stiff.
Lucky. Quite stiff for Freo to lose.
On the sash.
Did you guys see that free kick at the end? The one. I think Will Setterfield. He wasn't in line with the wing or something like that.
Oh, I think I was losing my shit at that point.
I think.
Yeah, nah. I saw it. On
yeah, I'd actually blacked out by that point, but I heard about it after the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a
cost us the game, I reckon.
#umpires, we was wrong.
The umpiring that I don't usually blame the umpires, but for this time I will, because the umpiring for that full game is terrible.
Dean Margit.
The amount of ridiculous free kicks.
There's only one way that Fremantle could ever lose to Carlton, and that is with Dean Margit's umpiring.
loves the West Coast Eagles Football Club.
Yeah, he does. He's like a life member.
Doesn't he just get abused on his Facebook?
Played over 100 games for the Eagles.
Yeah, bro, you should see them comments, bro. They are hectic. Anyway, let's stop talking about abusing umpires and
Green.
We'll move on to this week, I reckon. You boys keen to move on this weekend?
Yeah.
We've got the tips for this round.
Oh, yeah.
For the leaderboard.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was quite last close, week's actually.
Tips. Yeah, the leaderboard.
I think I've lost
Cow, as of last round, Cow was coming dead last. He started the round with 100%, getting the first four right, and then he went back to Cullen form, and he got none right, so he finished the round on 4 out of 9.
Solid.
Yep, we all tipped Geelong, so we got that right. All of us tipped Sydney. All of us tipped Richmond except for Cow.
Mm.
Oh,
go the Saints!
And then all of us, tipped Brisbane.
Richmond won.
Oh, Richmond, sorry. Richmond. Cow was the one that tipped St Kilda. And then, we all tipped Brisbane except for Cow. So you could have easily had a 6 out of 9 for that one.
Did anyone tip Carlton?
No.
I would have, but at this point, Eagles game.
I tipped Hawthorn.
Yep. Cowan. Or Noah and Ethan tipped. Hawthorn.
They nailed that play.
Have you got the leaderboard?
Got to add them up quickly. So,
here we go.
Bray got 4 out of 9. I got 5 out of 9.
You're crap,
let's
Bray.
Go.
Noah got 4 out of 9.
Shut up.
Ethan got 4 out of 9, and Cal got 4 out of 9. So,
it's called taking risks, boys.
Ethan's on 14.
Good boy.
Noah's on 13. I'm on 14. Cal's on 11.
All double digits.
Bray is on 12. So. Me and Ethan up the top.
Anyone's game, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sorry
for flexing, but me and Ethan coming up the top of the Centre Square podcast tipping leaderboard, so we're basically guns.
Pick up your game, boys.
Yep. So, yeah, Cow's upped his game early in that round, and then he just...
He's got a lot of lucky...
He pulled one out of his ass early that round.
I tipped Gold Coast. I thought they were a chance.
Seriously,
big talking point. They looked good early.
Yeah. In the warm-up.
Yeah. No, they looked good as the ball went up for the first bounce. But not even kidding. Richmond, it's round 16, yep. Right, this weekend. Richmond have their final away game of the season.
Ooh.
Mm.
At Metricon. And then the rest of their games are at the G.
That is bullshit if I've ever seen bullshit.
Yes, exactly.
You know what it's called? Being Victorian.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
Yep, agreed.
Did you guys see the BT interview with Bashar Hooley as he was walking? To the G. The other night?
Yep.
So we'll hopefully see more of those. If Richmond are walking from Punt Road to the G.
Exactly. Every week until the finals. All right, let's go into this week's games. Tomorrow night, Friday night footy.
Tomorrow.
Hawthorn and Collingwood. Yeah, I'm not. To be honest, stay for all that Friday. Hawthorn, Collingwood at the G. What's everyone's tips?
Magpies by 55 points.
I'm surprised you've gone with them.
We're very disappointed. We're highly shithouse at the moment, but we'll bounce back. Jamie Elliott back, you know. Big W.
Yep.
Everyone else?
Collingwood.
Yeah, Collingwood.
Collingwood.
I reckon Jordan DeGoey to have a big game. He's been copying
Collingwood for me as well. So we're all going Collingwood.
I don't know what journalist it was.
Yeah, it's probably Brain Love.
But some journalist was like, Jordan DeGoey doesn't do enough and all that stuff. But he's got the most consecutive goals.
Definitely Tom Ralph.
That game.
Julian, it's stupid.
All right.
definitely Julian DeStoop.
Oh, he should be a Fox Footy Life member.
Daniel Gunn.
All right, first Saturday game at the G as well. The Bombers take on the Swans. Got to tip the Dons in for this one, I reckon.
Yeah.
Who's playing?
Essendon, Sydney.
Ooh, yeah, Essendon.
At the G.
Yeah, Essendon as well.
Yeah. Yeah, good form at the moment, Essendon.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
hopefully a good contest to watch.
No Tommy Bell Chambers.
Yeah, this next game, Gold Coast Richmond at Metricon. Gold Coast up there. Oh boy.
Tom Lynch.
That is Stewie Drew territory. He loves the waves up there.
I saw this thing and it was like, just Tom Lynch will get through, but there's going to be more Richmond.
They have legit will, though. That's one of the kids. Exactly.
Gold Coast have no fan base.
I needed to free over.
Yeah, well, The only way that Richmond will lose this is if Stewie Dew does some big bombies in the theme parks over there and
floods the Oval.
The Richmond Tigers can't swim, so because they're big cats. So that's the only way they'll lose that one. Yeah.
I'm
Leadville Bakery
for this one, boys.
Yeah, the Tigers, the Tiggies.
Yes. Richmond.
Yep.
Go rich man.
Yep.
All right.
Comfortably.
The second biggest.
The showdown.
Yeah, the second biggest, exactly. It's an Adelaide home game.
What's that Adelaide Oval?
That makes
sense. I said home game. That means
the crowd. The crowd there.
Exactly. Like Fremantle will probably win on Saturday because it'll be their home crowd.
Yeah, boy. We'll get to that game in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be in there. I'll be in the cheer squad. You watch. Adelaide and Port Adelaide. I'm gonna go Adelaide. Crows.
Go Crom.
Just because they are a dark horse, yep. I reckon.
I'll back the power for this one, actually.
Yeah, same. Go the power.
Yeah, power, I reckon.
Up for a spot in the eight if they win this one.
I reckon Adelaide.
They can be. If Fremantle lose.
Freo aren't playing finals.
I mean, Port Adelaide lost to Western Bulldogs, but Port lost to Freo and they bounced back against Geelong, so they might bounce back again after a bad performance. Uh-huh.
Next game. Is that what you're asking? Yeah, Dogs and the Cats at Marvel.
Geelong for me.
Definitely Cats. Yeah, definitely.
Top of the table. Don't look like losing at this point.
I mean, the Bulldogs might take some confidence out of their last win, but I can't go past the Cats.
The Geelong Football Club here.
Oh, my. Why?
There's no logic behind your tipping cow.
The Astronaut
is this tipping competition?
There's no awareness.
Well, you gotta come back in somehow.
You're not even that far behind.
You're taking risks.
You do it. You back the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah. And you
take not against the top side.
Graham Mayers.
Yeah, well, you never
maybe
know.
Tip them against Richmond or something, but Graham not against Mayers. The top side.
Fine, man.
Yeah, no, go to the
Dogs. Alright, so what? We're all going home to Geelong advantage.
Yep. I don't know if that's a bulldog bark.
Now the biggest game of the round.
Bulldogs bite and Bulldogs roar.
The RAC.
Yep, number 50. Derby, raise the bat for the half ton.
The Dockers are gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna announce that? Should we predict Brown?
Not did you win?
We'll do that.
Glendening.
Or should we call it the Roth Medal?
Why?
The Ethan Roth
Medal. Why is that?
Why not?
Let's call it the Bray Loveridge Medal then.
Shut up. I mean,
do you say
why not?
Yeah.
Why don't we call it the Centre Square Medal?
Let's do that actually.
Let's train ourselves.
We're going to give the best player. We're all going to put votes in and have the best player. Okay. All right?
Paddy Dangerfield.
So.
We'll predict the
Ross Glendening Medal.
Yeah, and then we'll give out our own next week.
We'll do that.
Yeah, on the Monday show or something.
We'll give our votes.
All right,
cool. Yeah. All right, so winners.
Fremantle.
West Coast. Medal. The medal for me is...
He's going to say Luke Shuey.
You know what? I'm going to say Shannon Hearn because they love voting for Shannon Hearn. He's just going to win it. Exactly. Somehow he won it earlier in the year and he didn't do much.
Probably because Fremantle had some points
for
about
50 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He sent it 80 metres down the field. Who's going next?
Freo.
Medal.
We'll win.
Don't say that
for us. My heart wants to go with Sanderlands.
Oh, boy.
It's always someone.
Exactly. That's why I said Shannon Hearn.
Oh, I just realized Brett moved out.
Medal.
Flying around. I reckon Luke Ryan.
Flying around. Was that
Luke Ryan
or
Luke?
Luke
Ryan.
Flying around.
Number 38 for Fremantle.
Should have been number one for West Coast.
Take flying heaps around. Of intercept marks.
All right.
He's a good all kick right. as well. So.
Noles, yeah. Have you done yours?
Yep.
Your predictions?
Clearly Frio for the win. And taking home the Ross Glendon medal will be Nathan Fife.
Ethan Fife.
He'll probably have like 35.
He won't though. Like it's always something don't expect.
Like 20 contested. 80% efficiency. And Freo will win by 100 points.
Oh yeah.
What you're Travis you Collier or something?
No, only if they don't.
You are going to be in strife.
Yeah, I'm confident I will not be in strife.
Well, all right. I'll go next.
Callum?
I'm going to go. Frio is going to win. And the medal. This is a bit of a risky one, but, you know, why not?
Oh.
Mitchell Crowden's going to win the medal.
Oh, my God. Isn't it Crowden?
Doesn't matter how you say it. He's going to win the medal.
Because he played all those games at Peel Hay Cow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot on scenes, haven't you?
Yeah.
David Gray's arena.
Robbie Gray arena.
He's placing Bewley, so I hope he does well.
Go to Crowder, man.
Luke, did you do your predictions?
So I've got an interesting one. Darty McCrafty
West Coast
for the medal.
Nardy.
He's not gonna touch the ball until after the siren, and he's gonna kick a goal to win the game for Fremantle.
Malcolm Blight territory.
That is my bold call for the week.
Oh boy.
He will not get off the bench. And
hang on. What siren?
The final siren.
Are you a meathead? Yeah, well, there's multiple
sirens. Oh my God.
Like quarter time, half time, three quarter time, or full
time? What do you think?
We're just going to kick one after quarter. Want
to
make sure.
Gee, that's
exactly. I don't want
to. They're going to call the game off. I don't want to
after three quarter time, bro.
Purple playground.
All right.
If Fremantle who did you say was going to win? We're going to actually start a riot.
Can I please change my decision?
Oh no, purple playground's the real winner.
Yeah, go on.
I please change my decision to Millsy?
Please stop.
Graham Millsy.
I'm actually going to leave this podcast if that's what people are saying.
Great man.
Hashtag right, industry experience.
Yes, indeed. Next game. Carlton and the Melbourne Demons. At the G. Who you got, boys? I'm rocking the Blues.
Well, they're off the bottom of the ladder, so...
But who's playing?
You're not listening. Do you not have the fixtures up yourself?
Lack of organisation.
Melbourne and Carlton.
Well, Melbourne, Carlton, you know what?
Carlton, for sure.
Well, they both beat Fremantle in the last fortnight, so...
It'll be close.
Really, anyone's game.
I'm going to go for the Melbourne Demons.
That's a risky call.
Well, I mean, the version Carlton and Carlton are shit-ass.
I mean, Carlton beat Freo.
So did Melbourne.
So did Melbourne. And they beat them by
this is going to be a blockbuster, if you think of it.
When you think about it, they're going to be lucky to get the bench there.
In Melbourne.
There's going to be like 5,000 in the house. It's going to be an absolute blockbuster.
I reckon Tom McDonald's going to get 10.
Big. Okay, everyone, submit your tips. Sorry,
Tom McDonald, daddy.
Nolsey?
Tom.
Nathan, did you have your say? Write that down, Loco.
Yep. Written down, mate.
Get it down.
North Melbourne, St Kilda, and Blundstone Arena. Man. North for me.
St Kilda.
Oh!
It's at Blundstone.
Well, did I say St Kilda?
You did. Did you know it was at Blundstone?
3:20 PM Australian Eastern Standard Time. North Melbourne sitting at 11th. St Kilda 14th. Blundstone Arena. Oh yes, I did know that one, bro.
All right, good.
I'm going to go for the North Melbourne Kangaroos.
Smart. Kanga, Kanga, Kanga.
Roo, roo, roo.
Oi, oi, oi.
The Pies, Pies, wait, Magic Pies Door. Better play. You.
Rip.
And, Nolsey?
Yep, Kangaroos, mate.
Was that everyone? Yeah. One last blockbuster. One last
Kangaroos
blockbuster of the weekend. Giants Stadium. Boy. The Giants taking on the Lions.
The graveyard.
Giants for me, boys. Yeah, it will be, but I reckon Giants be a bit too strong.
Queensland versus New South Wales.
I'm backing in Simos, boys.
Yep, up the GWS Giants.
I'm going to go for the Brisbane Bears.
I think they collapsed.
Not even
playing
now.
I swear.
You get so mad, it's so funny.
I'm seriously.
Oh boy. What are we experiencing here?
Hashtag industry is experience.
That was out of bounds.
Alrighty.
Don't get angry at Millsy.
Oh god.
Mills Park.
Alrighty boys. Alright boys.
Yeah,
it could be listed out there.
Yeah. Alright. Big we'll touch a bit on the Cricket World Cup.
Ooh, we'll touch on it
while we can.
Touch wood.
Mm.
Lovely English willow.
Real mature.
I've actually got a cashmere willow bat.
Imagine
bat.
how many games left?
$100.
Four games left, boys. Four games left, including the game that's on right now.
Are the West Indies on again?
Yeah, they're on now. Fought playing their last
Sheldon
game.
Sheldon Cottrell, is he doing business?
Sheldon Cottrell.
I don't know. I'll have a look at the score. I'll have a look at
Sheldon
the score.
Didn't the West Indies play last night, or was it not before?
No.
I don't know. I saw they rolled. Oh, go the Windies.
I reckon Afghanistan are a sneaky chance.
No, they can't
make
the four. The four's been set.
Well, no, the Bangladesh are going to score 358
joke,
runs
bro.
Off like five balls. So.
Cottrell even played.
Did not play. He did.
I'm trying to can't afford him.
The Universal boss only got seven.
Oh, no, yeah, no. He's paying at 10. That's right. Everyone. My bad.
Rashid Khan.
Yeah, the Indies are the Windies. 311 for six. Oh, no, that's innings break, actually. Sorry, my bad. Innings break.
Yeah,
for
jobs.
So, yeah, three games after that game's done, and Australia have one of it.
Yep.
And if Australia wins, they will have top spot.
Oh, boy.
And will be versing New Zealand.
Yes, there is.
We play
New Zealand at the MCG.
Would you rather play
on Boxing
India
Day?
Or New Zealand?
I know, but it's, I reckon, in my opinion, because, like, you see a lot
yeah,
of, like, when it's semi-finals in cricket,
stuff.
Like, one versus four and two versus three. Fourth team is
I know, but
first.
If you verse New Zealand, you have a higher chance of winning because they're horrible at the moment.
I know, but...
Yeah, but second you play
top
third.
You get a double chance.
Would you rather play Edgbaston or Old Trafford?
It doesn't matter where you play.
England are actually secured. England are finishing third no matter what.
It's one extra game. One versus two, three versus four. Winner goes to the final, loser versus play.
It says England are locked in to play second. So that we either play England or New Zealand, we can't verse India.
How long to the finals?
It's only about a week or so.
Begin on Tuesday.
And when will the finals finish? Like a week after that?
Finals on Sunday.
Yeah.
Next Sunday.
Might have to watch that.
Yeah. Dave's
flipping
out
the first ball,
though. I reckon we do a podcast live for the World Cup final.
I'm not going live at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I reckon no.
When
no,
is
not
it?
Then, like just before. It's on the 14th of July.
When is
Sunday.
It?
Why would you listen to our podcast?
I'll be in Melbourne, but I'll try.
The whole point was to do it live so we can all be in one location, Ethan. Fly back.
Not going to Albert Watts.
Warwick Greenwood Football Club. Jeez.
And number 17.
Oh, boy.
Watching some quality games in Melbourne.
Because the Brumbies could beat you. Oh, boy. The Brumbies are confident. So, Ethan Roth, mate, you have some big news.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Here it is. This is the moment you've all been waiting for.
This has been like news for about
this has been
a week and a half
in the making.
Yeah. So, for all the viewers who have been waiting, thank you for your patience. The big news is, looks like we have a studio that's going to be set up in a few weeks.
Yeah, the boys.
For Santa Square Podcast. So, we're trying to arrange that right now, get everything sorted. So hopefully a few weeks should be up. So
yeah, got to get some merch. We've got to get all our merch together, whack it in there.
Yeah, indeed. As well, that will also mean that we'll be doing an episode every Wednesday. So we won't be doing Monday nights, Thursday nights. We'll just be a
Wednesday.
Quality
will probably be better.
Yes, it should be.
The quality
will be better because we'll be in the same location.
And we'll be in the same room, sitting down on the desk.
So, bigger and better things
to
come.
Yes, exactly.
And hopefully some merch.
Yeah, we need to start dropping the merch.
Some stickers. Get your merch. We'll not going to lie, boys, I think the potty is kind of dying. We only had 17 views in the last episode.
We need to advertise this one.
Yes.
I reckon we just need to get more ads, more special guests.
When we are at the junior draft day.
Oh, boy.
In a couple of weeks, Jesse Hogan is going to be there and we'll arrange him to be in the podcast. Yeah, he is, apparently. Roffy found out.
Yeah.
Is Millsy going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, seriously.
I'm going to end this right now because you mentioned his name once again.
If one more guy brings up Millsy.
I know.
I'm leaving.
I know. Okay.
I'm not doing it. I'm not and ever featuring players. Him on it again. Big call. Yeah.
Macca's going to win.
Yeah, we'll try get a one-on-one interview with Jesse Hogan.
Yep.
We'll try.
Maybe some other players.
How do we get him... if we're going to put them on the podcast, I have to download like an
app. We can just find somewhere in the arc where we can sit down quietly.
If he knows where, like, if he sees us with our Cedar Freo stuff on, like, he might actually, he's more likely to do it.
If we were just in casual clothes, he'd be like,
This is why we lose the views, boys, because we go off topic.
Well, it's not really.
Well, it is.
We were talking about and now we're on to Jesse Hogan.
Exactly.
But anyway,
bigger and better things
to
come.
Anyone in strife? Segment's gone dying.
Is there ever?
Strife. Aaron Finch is in strife. Whoever said that?
Isn't it? Yeah, you said ever in strife.
And then you got like 2 centuries.
Well, there you go. Steve Smith's in strife now. He's got 2 centuries coming his eye.
Oh, that don't. Oh, yeah. Don't jinx
Finchie
it.
Heard
you better be touching
like, I am.
I'm going to prove
it. Yeah, big games, but though, coming up in the World Cup. Pakistan, Bangladesh,
Pakistan,
Sri Lanka, India.
Pakistan.
Yeah. Pakistan.
Oh, yeah, Ivan in strife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go on.
Bray Loveridge. Oh,
what is happening?
Because he does not stop singing these Barmy Army chants all day, non-stop.
Got a problem?
I mean, seriously, no one cares about Ben's Dokes.
It's a good song.
Yeah, but like 5 years old, bro.
Yeah. It's actually not. It's actually about 2 years old. It's actually from the 17-18 Ashes series.
Ashes cricket.
Yeah, exactly.
The Barmy Army.
Because we are the Army.
That's just wrong.
You just bagged so much for singing songs, and now
you're doing it. So
you've called someone in strife for
hypocrite.
Yeah, but did I do it all day non-stop?
That is a lack of professionalism.
Okay.
No one else in strife.
I'm sure I could think of someone.
Seriously, I'm actually going to end. I'm just going to quit the podcast, all right, boys?
Good.
After this episode, I'm not coming back on until I feel like I need to.
Good. We'll
stay
just...
tuned for next week. Bray Loveridge will be a special guest.
Absent.
Yeah, I'll be a special guest next week.
This is just pure clickbait.
This is groundbreaking.
It's not. This is fantasy news segment?
Is that just
what happened to the Q&A segment? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, we were a bit unorganized.
What happened to this podcast? That's what I want to know.
This is terrible shit.
Stop this shit.
Hashtag worst episode yet.
As soon as we get the
studio. Oh dear. Yeah. Well, for starters, Luca Vinning has, in fact, you know who is in strife?
Oh boy.
Luca Vinning is in strife because he is in charge of the socials. And puts like one post every 4 days up.
Because there's nothing to post. We don't get up to anything. And I posted something today. I posted the Taylor Swift
times Razor Ray. What even was the point for posting?
Wait, Luca, I'll do a Derby post.
But I posted the Razor Ray times Taylor Swift calm down thing.
Wait,
you need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
Yeah, but still, like, where was the Q&A? You uploaded that today, but not the Q&A.
I didn't know we were going to be recording today.
Oh, it's about Thursday.
An hour ago.
Okay, wait. I know how to fix things. Just get into it with Mixo. It's WR icon.
To be fair,
I didn't know who he was until 4 weeks ago when you mentioned him.
Yes, same.
Thank you. That was it.
Well, still. Mm. Better than nothing.
What do you want? Any other segments?
No, we'll cut it there, I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know,
well,
why not?
Hope you enjoyed it, guys. Feel free to follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Spotify.
Can you please
follow us
on tell them what
iTunes?
Keep tuned for the Derby.
Yes, stay tuned for the Derby as well. Big Saturday coming up. Unfortunately, someone has decided to play a football game in Bunbury instead of going to get some industry experience.
Hashtag not naming
Hashtag
names.
Unprofessional.
Hashtag Millsy.
I can't. That's it. Boys, I'm not on next week. I'm not on next week, boys. Good luck with everything. We'll end it there. Catch you, boys.